Hello everyone, here is Felipe speaking. I hope you all having a lovely night, and today I'm gonna recommend you all a very good movie that I watched one day, and it just blew my mind, and I just felt like I need to share that with you all.
Right now, for just one moment, pretend that when you wake up tomorrow morning, you will leave everything that you know behind, your job, your family, your life as you know it. You have a small backpack full of things you think you need. The clothes is on your back, in your vehicle. You don't know where you're going, but you know that you have to have an adventure. That there is some undeniable desire deep down in your soul that is making you do this. This is similar to how Chris McCandless may have felt when he started on his Alaska Odyssey in 1992. And that's what I'm gonna talk about now, the movie called Into the Wild. So, in the early stages of Into the Wild, Chris McCandless graduates from college and his parents take him to dinner to celebrate. They offer to buy him a car as a graduation present, to which he angrily objects. He rejects the notion of accumulating wealth and material possessions and makes the choice to live frugally and practically on the bare minimum he needs to survive and be content. He's determined to turn his back on the life which is already set out for him. A career, house, car, marriage, children, retirement. He doesn't want one bit. So before he leaves for Alaska, McCandless donates the rest of his savings to Oxfam, burns all his identification, and gives up the lease of his apartment. His parents don't hear from him for some time, so they drive to Atlanta to see him, where they find a full rent sign, and the manager of the apartment explains that Chris moved out 2 months ago. So we've all been influenced in some way by the films we watch, the music we enjoy, and the books we read, and Chris McCandless is no different. He finds comfort in the words from his favorite authors Tolstoy, London, and Thoreau, and we are privy to the notes left in his personal diary. So very close to his sister Corinne, who narrates throughout the film, her narration gives us a much deeper insight into Chris' personality and the reasons which led to his choice to pursue solitude in Alaska. So, in my opinion, Chris is not just an angry Navy adolescent. He's politically aware and well-educated. He wants to live his own life and create his own path, even if it's one that is less traveled. So when questioned about his past, he answers with the bare minimum or changes the subject completely. So everyone should have the opportunity to reinvent themselves. So that's what he says. The core of man's spirit comes from new experiences. So, yeah, budget airlines and the shared economy have made the ability to travel cheaper than ever before. McCandless doesn't rely on the help of others to assist with his goal of getting to Alaska, but he's more than happy to accept it when it's offered. So his journey is more about being open to the unconventional, stowing away on a train, borrowing a canoe, for example, or anything that might work. So yeah, McCandless is mature beyond his years and has a profound impact on the people that he meets on his travels. He plays marriage counselor to the hippie couple Jen and Rennie and forms a lovely bond with retired army veteran Ron France, so much so that he offers to adopt McCandless on his return from Alaska. And yeah, so that's my recommendation for today in my podcast. I hope you all get curious to watch this movie. I'm not gonna go further. I want you all to watch the movie and to experience all everything with McCandless just the way he did.
And this is my point of view about this movie that I wanted to share with you all. And yeah, I hope you like that. I hope you find yourself curious to watch the movie, to read the book if it's the case. And yeah, thanks for listening, thanks for considering, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.